Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome back. We at it again, a brand new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG, Spiritual Goddess, and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Ready for another awesome show, you know, Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people.
Man, listen, the real famous chopper going to be lit. I got things to do, but Gunner done got out of jail. Gunner done got out of jail. They trying to pin your thug for everything. I mean, the Megan, the Stallion, whatever the boy name is, the girl name is, and Tory Lanez. Case getting spicy. It's not going too well for Meg. There's a lot going on. But if you listen to our show, I told y'all before, Megan didn't shoot that girl. You know, I mean, hey, I ain't spiritual goddess for nothing. We're going to tap into all that and a lot more in this conversation.
I think you taking the stance that Tory didn't shoot that girl. You said Megan didn't shoot that girl. You said Tory. You meant to say Tory, didn't you?
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Tori did not shoot the girl, and, you know, we're going to talk about that. Tonight, we're going to give a shout-out to De Leon Tequila. All right, this is P. Diddy's new drink, and I have not been drinking liquor, right, probably for, like, the last 4 months or so. And so I was just in the energy tonight to drink something. The bottle is amazing. And, baby, oh, we lit, right? We lit.
I'm over here pregame with myself. So I feel you. Yo. You there, right? Man, I hope I ain't lose Black.
Five countries. Because we did have a slight change in the top five countries, I think. Let me look. Oh, we actually did. 1, 2, 3. We did. We had a slight change. Some more shout out to top five countries.
Let me see.
At the bottom.
I think the text just came through. So let me see here. All right. So, yeah, top to bottom. So, number five, we got Puerto Rico.
Oh, they went from number four to number five.
Yeah, we can't do nobody in the top five. They're still in the top five. So shout out to Puerto Rico. Yeah. Number four, we got India. Big shout out to Bombay, India. You know what I'm saying? All the people over there in India listening to us and whatnot, man. Big shout out to y'all. Number three, we got Australia. You know what I'm saying? Not the country, but the continent down under. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Outback, Sydney, Australia, and all that. Number two, man, I'm so pumped to see Zulu Nation's been holding us down at number two. They didn't really came, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listening, if you in Johannesburg, South Africa right now, and you listening, just big up, man. Like, we really love y'all over here, man. Anytime we get an African country, especially at number two, that's always big. So, you know, big shout out to South Africa. And then number one, of course, we got the home team, the good, the bad, the ugly, America the beautiful. Yeah, so big shout-out to all 50 states, all the fly cities. You know how we do, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. Yeah, man, listen, this is Black Adult American Talk at its finest. Sign up, pull a seat. I mean, pull up a seat, sign on, and listen.
Yes, sir. So, man, my week...
So, I don't know if Black can hear me, but I can't hear Black. So, when Black come back in, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to run down my week. But hopefully, it's just on my phone. I don't know what's going on. But I'm sure Black is telling us about her week. So, yeah.
Let me tell him his phone on mute, y'all, real quick. Because he said he can't hear me.
Neither can I.
Huh?
I can't hear you either, Black. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I didn't do anything. I don't know. Your phone. That may be your phone.
I don't know, Black. We was good last week. But anyway, hopefully we good. But so you
roller coaster,
can hear me, right?
Man. Shout out to De Leon Tequila.
Yeah.
De Leon Tequila doing their thing. I had to try it. Me and my people tried it. Even though I'm grown and I do my own thing, you know. I still want them to know their heritage and where they grew up from, where they from, you know, and be able to, you know, visit their family. So they're down there, and I don't celebrate the holidays, so they get to go and, you know, do the holiday thing with my family. So they go on, and I've been changing just about everything around in the house, 4 bedrooms. All of them have been changed. Well, all of them are being changed. I have 2 more bedrooms that have to be swapped out, and then I swapped out the living room. So a lot of changes in the house, a lot of cleaning, you know, washing everything in the house. It's the end of the year, so, Y'all know, if y'all been here with us, this is what I do at the end of every year. So just like really just focused and, you know, driven, happy about some things, not so happy about other things. Just, you know, a roller coaster, like the roller coaster ride for me this week, just trying to figure out because, you know, whatever drops off before. Shoulder, you know, and it's like you really have to prioritize what you're dealing with. And at a certain age, when you get to be about 35, you're no longer living for yourself. It really is no longer hot girl summer. It's no longer none of that. You're living for your children or the children to come. You're planning, you know what I'm saying? Like you are like aligned with your destiny, and I'm well over those ages, but you're aligning with your destiny. So, you know, it's really about me and my kids and making sure that they're set. So really it's been a lot of solid decision making, you know.
So my week. All right. So you know, I see where you're coming from, Black. You know, I was kind of going in and out, but I guess I got the gist of your week. You said roller coaster, right?
Right, roller coaster.
Yeah. All right. So my week, I'm calling this. So this is 2023 because I'm already in 2023. You know, that's my mode since December 1st. And you know, this week I'm calling it "The World Is Yours." You just have to take it. You know what I'm saying? So at the holiday season, doing a lot of politicking, a lot of switching up. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like you said, aligning myself with what you know, what's to come for this new year, this new season that we're about to go into. So yeah, man, you know, I got some things. I'm switching it up around here. I don't want to make no announcements until it's like crystal clear. You know what I'm saying? But you know, especially as far as the real estate, you know, I'm just aligning big and better things. You know, for 2023. So I'm excited. Actually, tonight I got a networking event. So right after the show, like I'm dipping out to do some networking. So it should be good. You know, a little holiday festivities. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm pre-gaming right now. Got me a nice little cocktail of Patron and what did I mix with it? Some iced raspberry iced tea. So I'm just chilling, ready to get into this to this topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? We always serving it up for the people. Of course, a lot of things to talk about in the world famous chop up. And the funniest shit though, you know, I got to tell story time. Funny shit, right? So today, right, I went and had some Popeyes, right? So I told you, I was joking around, but Popeyes dropped this new chicken sandwich called the Blackened Chicken or whatever. So I got a Popeyes nacho, you know, every so often I'll indulge, right? So last week, went to Popeyes. And shout out to Donald Glover because he, like I was talking about this a little bit on the world famous shop a few weeks back. But shout out to that, the finale of Atlanta. But long story short, so like last week I go into Popeyes, right, getting ready to order. And there's one lady, you know what I'm saying, she ordered. It was kind of crowded in there. So I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying, if this don't hurry up, I'm just going to dip out, right? So anyway, lady ordered some chicken, right? And then, you know, I guess they putting out the chicken or whatever, and she see them putting out fresh pieces of chicken, and they had already, I guess, made her order. So she like, my chicken better be hot. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no cold chicken, right? So anyway, they like, nah, it's warm or whatever. She's like, well, that better not be the case. So long story short, she go check her, check her cart in the chicken, and I guess it wasn't hot enough for her. So she go back up, and I'm like, you know what? I can't take this. I'm out, man. This is too extra, right? So I didn't order. So today, you know, I'm out and about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in, you know, Prospect Park, Leopard's Garden. A lot of people call it Flatbush, Brooklyn. So, you know, it's a lot of things on my strip. You know what I'm saying? I can just walk around and, you know, do my errands and stuff like that. So today, while I'm out, I'm like, you know what? So I go in there today, right? And here's the funny shit, right? So I go in there today, and, you know, it's not too many people in there, but I notice it's two Uber Eats guys. So one guy is, like, aggressive, like, yo, You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he's been waiting there for a minute. So he like, look, man, I need this. Y'all need to look at my phone. I'm trying to pick up the order or whatever. And I'm just there just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool now. I think I'm listening to our show from last week. So I'm just, you know, minding my business. So then all of a sudden I hear him say, like, nah, man, y'all not doing this right. This gentleman talking to me, been waiting, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should take his order first or whatever. So I go, I take my order, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. So then I see, you know, out of the corner of my eye, it's another, like, kind of like foreigner dude, you know, Uber Eats dude. And he, you know, I guess he's trying to get his order too. So then the dude was like, yo, I've been here mad long. You know what I'm saying? Like, back up. So then they start arguing. And then I guess the original dude, because he had already was tight because at one of the girls that work at Popeye or the women that work at Popeye's, because she had a little attitude with him, so he was already tight about that. So the dude say something, the rest of the dudes just say something like nigga to the foreigner, right? So then the foreigner was like, you the nigga, right? So then he said, what you call me? Yo, if it's on YouTube, you might see me break out. Like the two people picking up the Popeyes, the two Uber Eats dudes start fighting. The dude like beat dude up right in front of me. So I'm like, yo. So I still, you know, place my order, you know, take my seat. Dude, like, beating dude up. And then was like, yo, call the police. Meanwhile, it was, like, the perfect way for him to do it because, remember, we still in, like, this kind of COVID situation. So he had a mask on, and I guess he was about to hop on his bike or whatever to roll out. And, like, call the police. And the dude ended up, like, calling the police, like, this dude hit me. And then he slapped the phone out of his hand, got his order and left. So, you know, and then I just got my food and went home. So it was just another day in Brooklyn.
Look, another day in Brooklyn.
So that shit was just some funny ass shit. I'm like, this dude just straight up beat this dude up real quick right in front of me. Like, I'm like, wow, I felt like I was in like high school or something again, like at the lunch line or something, a fight break out. It was some funny shit, but, you know, so the little foreigner dude, like, calling, like, this dude hit me. Meanwhile, the dude had already got on his bike and rolled out, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I got my order and left. So, you know, that was my day earlier. You know, luckily nothing was too serious, nothing got too crazy, but, you know, be careful what you say to people, man. Like, a lot of times right now, you never know what people are going through. So, he definitely took out his frustration on that dude because he straight up beat this dude up right in front of me. Like 5 minute beat down in Popeyes. That's starting to be a thing too, because I'm starting to see like random Popeyes videos with like fights. Man, people got to stop going crazy over this chicken. Man, it's not that serious, but I digress. You know, so that was part of my day. But hopefully tonight should be cool, man. I'm looking forward to this little networking event. You know what I'm saying? It's in Park Slope, so like I said, right after the show, and you know, I'll tell you all about that next week. So that's my week so far. The world is yours. You just got to take it. Anybody
okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah.
It ain't even the people. It's every time Popeyes put a chicken sandwich out, these people be going crazy. I think it's the chicken. I think it's what they put in the chicken. Every single time they come out with a chicken sandwich, it's a fight breaking out.
Oh, that shit was funny. Like, it literally was a fight. It was like two people. It was like, you know, like two, like, I guess, teenage girls, like, eating their chicken off on the side. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was one, like, white dude. I think he was probably taping it on the low. So if it pops up and it goes viral, you see me. That's funny. I just step to the side. You know what I'm saying? While dude, you know, beat dude up. Then I politely, you know.
I mean, yeah, he's supposed to get beat up. Like, you can't be disrespecting people and think you know what I'm saying? Like, you do that shit on internet,
like,
and people be taking that shit from the internet, thinking
never,
that you can disrespect somebody in their face. You can't do that.
Yeah, I bet you they'll never say that. Cause, you know, hey, man, it's just that's just how it goes. Yeah, I mean, it ain't fair, but black people, we can say nigga all day, but it's just, that's a code that we use. So, you know what I mean? Like, proceed with caution if you use that word, especially, you know, to the wrong person. And this dude said that to the wrong person, and he caught a beat down. So, you know, that was just some funny shit earlier today.
It is. Twitter fingers getting you in trouble.
But, yeah, so what's up with this topic tonight, though?
Man, man, y'all see the topic, man. Mo, tell them what the topic is.
So, tonight's topic is, who comes first, your mother or partner?
this topic, I felt like, was predicated to the men, because this is a heavy topic, man, when it comes to the men, man, because, listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm a boy mom, and as a boy mom, it's certain things that I pray for on a regular basis. I pray to have my children set. I pray for my children to be stable when they grown. You know what I'm saying? I pray to be able to, you know, have them situated so where they don't need nothing from nobody. Now, if they fuck over their money by the time they get grown.
Hello?
Yeah, Black, you in and out.
Okay, I heard her, and she just cut out. Yeah. Like,
can you hear me?
Yeah, you're trying to shut in and out. Man. Like, it's got to be your phone. Yeah, I don't know what's up, but.
Y'all can't hear me now?
I mean, I can hear you, but, like, you'll be yes, talking, ma'am. And then all of a sudden it'll just go out. And we can't hear you. You know what I'm saying? So then you come back.
Okay, hold it down for a minute, and I'm going to be back.
Okay.
You hear me?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna I'll freestyle this real quick. So I'm not gonna talk about the topic. I'm gonna get into the world famous chop up first. That way if I gotta get out of here, you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully you can hold it down. So, all right, so here we go. So the world famous chop up a little early, you know, while we work out the technical difficulties. So let me see here. So first and foremost, I guess I'm going to get into this real quick. So shout out to the NBA. They did a really good thing, man, really cool thing that I think is really, you know, it's a low-key story now, but I think, you know, especially once they start to present the award, it's going to be pretty dope. But basically the NBA, they named the MVP award the Michael Jordan Award. And, yeah, man, I just think that's a cool thing, man. Like, Michael Jordan definitely needs to be honored. Definitely in my lifetime, the best athlete I've seen, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for the people out there, well, I know, like, I guess the finals MVP for the longest time, you know, the great Bill Russell, you know, would hand out that award or whatever to, like, the finals MVP. And, you know, he just passed, you know, this year. So, you know, once again, rest in peace to Bill Russell. But the NBA is good about, you know, keeping a legacy strong. So now I guess they'll probably have, I'm sure that Michael Jordan will probably be there to present the award to, like, the MVP winner. So, you know, nobody played the game of basketball like MJ, you know what I'm saying, like Mike in his prime, man. Bulls Michael Jordan in the 90s, you know, the sneakers still resonate to this day. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you hear me, but we talk about Jordan just now. Well, in the 90s, I said,
yeah.
Un-fucking stoppable. That's what came
out
of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, unstoppable, right? I mean,
brother, I know you can hear me. I didn't know you can hear me, but we talk about Jordan back in those days, and mind you, he says, I was about that. It made me listen to him now. But he's about him back when I actually saw him back in my younger years coming up. I was like, yo, honestly, that was back in the time. So I was like, yo, there was nobody better.
The way Michael Jordan played basketball, man, to anybody that's now younger, you know, saying they didn't get a chance to see him. And now LeBron's getting older. So, you know, I guess the new wave of talent that, you know, the younger kids are really just idolizing and seeing now, like Steph Curry, you know, he's probably like the biggest name in basketball. I think Ja Morant, you know, is coming on. I think Ja Morant is definitely like the new Allen Iverson, you know what I'm saying, for this generation. But, you know, to any of the younger listeners out there, man, like, you gotta understand Michael Jordan. If you love basketball, if you play basketball, you gotta YouTube Michael Jordan because, you know, to me, he's still the best that ever did it. And then, like I said, it still resonate. You know what I'm saying? Like, young, old, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know you got a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, that's probably, you know, one of your favorite sneakers that's in your collection. You know what I'm saying? No matter if it's the Jordan 1s, Jordan 3s, you know, it can go on and on and on. So, you know, just classic shit. So, you know, that's going to be dope, man. So I can't wait to see you know, I guess the first presentation of, you know, Michael Jordan handing out this year's MVP. So I thought that was dope. Now, the other thing that the NBA, I would hope that they would do, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know if they're going to move off of this, but the emblem, you know, so the emblem, of course, is Jerry West, you know, the iconic NBA emblem, you know, it's like a dude dribbling the ball, you know, that silhouette, that's actually Jerry West. You know, he was an old-school Los Angeles Laker from, like, the 60s, you know, 60s, maybe early 70s was his time. But a lot of people have been advocating for Kobe Bryant, you know, to become the new logo. You know, a lot of people thought it should have been Michael Jordan with the Jumpman, but I don't think it should be the Michael Jordan Jumpman because that's his logo for his sneakers and all that, his whole brand. But, you know, the late, great Kobe Bryant, you know, just to kind of, like, turn the page of a new era of basketball, I think that would be fitting. To, you know, have the new logo be a silhouette of Kobe. So hopefully, you know, that can happen. Hopefully that'll be the next thing. You know, so that's that. So also, too, now, I'm going to get into a few topics. I'm kind of, like I said, I'm freestyling a little bit because we got a little technical difficulties that we're trying to get straightened out. But definitely check out this week's episode of Reasonable Doubt. So for the people out there, you know, Reasonable Doubt is a half an hour show that I do. You can always have the link on my Mo Benz Twitter page, MOBI Internet. Yeah, every Tuesday, you know, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Me and my co-host Cam Perk, we serving it up. So real quick, I see Black is back, but real quick, you know, this week's topic, we're gonna review the new Young Dolph album, Paper Route Frank. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Young Dolph. So we're gonna you know, unpack that album. We're going to get more in depth with this whole we're going to talk about this hopefully with Black tonight, this whole Gunna situation, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's just, you know, that's interesting. So, you know, we're going to really dive into that this week on Reasonable Doubt. And then the 49ers, you know what I'm saying? The 49ers is kind of back and popping, you know what I'm saying? So do they get enough respect? Everybody talks about Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys being America's team as far
fuck
as
fuck the
football.
Cowboys.
What about the San Francisco 49ers? You know, I come from that old school Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steve Young.
Love the 49ers.
Exactly. So, you know, we're gonna chop it up about that. But I'm happy to see Black.
After they got rid of with Kaepernick, and Kaepernick wasn't his best, but he had mad potential. So they fell off the map.
But this topic tonight, right?
Like, you know, I'm a boy mom. I have three boys. A man and two boys. And I always try and I always pray that I can, you know, fulfill my destiny and put them in position to keep them aligned. By the time they get to where, you know what I'm saying, they need to be and they can't fend for me, or they got to fend for me, you know what I'm saying? I want them to be able to, you know, be in their energy. So this is a male's topic tonight, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know this topic goes, you know, a lot of ways. Some men may feel like, okay, well, if they're not married, then, you know, it's always, you know, mother over partner. If they are married, then, you know what I'm saying, they, you know, consider, you know, partner over mother. But it's beyond that because it's so big. So I want to hear y'all point of view, and then I'll, you know, break it down as a mother myself.
All right, so yeah, I'll take the lead and go first on that. So once again, tonight's topic is who comes first, your mother or your partner? So this is near and dear to me, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, rest in peace to my pops, you know what I'm saying, but growing up, I was definitely a mama's boy. You know, not so much now, but you know what I'm saying? My mother was my everything, you know, when I was young. She still is, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I was a youth, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, you know what I'm saying? Especially like my, you know, once my teenage years, you know what I'm saying? Then I started kind of like going off on my own and becoming my own man kind of early in life. But, you know, as far as my adolescent years, my elementary years, my mother was really my everything. She taught me so much, you know what I'm saying? As far as life and shopping and, you know, holding down a household, you know what I'm saying? Just certain things, man, that I just, that's near and dear to me when it comes to my mother. And luckily, you know, and it's kind of tough for me because, you know, I'm in New York, my mother is in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? But peace and blessings to my sister, you know, my younger sister. I used to say my little sister, but now I like to just say elevated to my younger sister. She's definitely been a rock for me, you know what I'm saying, because she's able to be there when I can't be there and really, you know, hold down my mom's, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate that. But now I'm married, too. So now that I'm married, you know, my wife takes a lot of my attention, you know what I'm saying, because I got to make sure she good and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying, as the leader of this unit that we have. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure that this engine is always running smooth. So, you know, with that being said, you know, luckily my mother doesn't require too much of my attention to have to, you know, devote to her. And I can really, you know, nurture my wife. So, you know, to me, I'm a big family is first type of person. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, through the years, just on the show, anytime something comes up, you know, I'm back in Cleveland, like, real quick, you know what I'm saying, especially if something tragic happens, you know what I'm saying, like, if I lose a loved one, you know, because those are the people that shape me, you know what I'm saying, and made me who I am today. So, yeah, whenever my mother needs me, I'm definitely there for her in whatever capacity, you know, that I can help. But my wife is my family, you know what I'm saying? Like my immediate family. So, you know, what me and my wife have, you know, is very special, near and dear to my heart. And my mother recognizes that, you know what I'm saying? So she doesn't, you know, she let me live with that. She don't, you know, come off as like I got to choose, you know what I'm saying? Or nothing like that. She kind of like lets me do my thing. And it's a mutual respect that, you know, my mother has for my wife and that my wife has for my mother. So, you know, luckily I don't have no drama where, you know, the moms is getting into it with your wife and vice versa, you know. I don't have to go through none of that. And then I have a very good relationship with my mother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? They're like on the show, since we've been doing this, I talk, you know, my mother-in-law loves to come to New York, you know what I'm saying? She loves to spend time with her daughter, which is my wife. So, you know, I welcome her with open arms, you know, my place is always welcoming, you know, if she wants to come up for, like, a few days to kind of get away. And my mother, she, you know, she just don't fuck with New York. You know what I'm saying? She came up in the 80s a couple times, like, when I had, like, an uncle that lived up here. And, you know what I'm saying? She never really just vibed with New York. But, you know, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? She's just, you know, it's not her thing. So, you know, I always connect with her when I go back to Cleveland. So, so it's not really who comes first. It's a balance when it comes to me. I don't have to put first or second, you know, it's just a balance. But right now, you know, I guess if you had to, you know, my wife is just here with me all the time. So my wife gets the bulk of my attention. But, like I said, being that I have my sister there to hold down my mother, like that's been very helpful for me. So, you know, that's the answer to the question from my perspective.
Okay. Okay. Caller, do you have an answer?
Well, honestly, I always had to say, like, you know, it depends on the situation. Like, you know, there's a point, it's like, you know, if mother has a health situation, then, like, you know, that trumps, like, you know, a lot of things because it's like, you know, so if mom has a health situation, especially depending on the age of the man, if he's at that age, then he's like, yo, she's at a higher age. And now she has a health situation. So that doesn't be a part of it. But, and like I said, and I brought it up because, like, you know, for me, it's personal because, it's like, you know, I had to come back for a little bit because my mom is just so well. So I got to do what I got to do. Now, okay. In my situation, I don't have a partner, but she's understanding of the situation. Now, but for those who have a partner who not so understand, shoot, I really don't know what to say to them. I really don't. Shoot, it's like, yo,
okay.
I get it
both of your point of view. I know Mo was coming from a married point of view, and you know, I get it. So here is my take as a mother, right? As a mother, it's my duty to get where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know who's going to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's in the cards for me. I don't know, you know, how things are going to play out as far as, you know, my health or whatever the case may be. I pray for longevity, you know, and I do divination and I do Ebo to, you know, stay, you know, that stuff, Ifa. But I do those things to stay on top. But I do, you know, I bring these children in the world because I want to be their mother at all times and their friend. But I never want them to have to pause what they're doing to, you know, pause their life to run to me. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I've seen it so many times, you know, being a female, I've dated plenty of men that were extremely close to their mothers. Just about everybody I dated was extremely close to their mothers. That's a major sign in reference to a person. If they're not close to their mother, you probably don't want to date them anyways, you know? But I've dated, everybody that I've dated was extremely close to their mother in one way or another. But it's so important to live your life. You know what I'm saying? It's so important to have balance. And not everyone is married, but will have a very strong bond with someone. It don't necessarily have to be married to have been through so much with somebody, for somebody to, like, have your back and you to have their back to say, oh, okay, well, you know, I mean, and hypothetically speaking, if you're with somebody and you've been through a lot with somebody and you're not married to that person, but you've been through a lot, they've had your back, you've had their back, and then something happens and you go, oh, okay, well, this person trumps you, even though they can't, you know, even though they don't hold the same position, you know, a female should never want to compare themselves to someone's mom. But, you know, it's like somebody saying, okay, forget whatever we've been through and this got to come first. You know what I'm saying? Just because. And then that person, right, you never know what level people are on. You know what I'm saying? You got some people out here that know that they have, you know, status and rank, and they just going to be overbearing just because. You know what I'm saying? Or they just going to be like, you know, just crazy energy just because they can be, you know? So for me, I would not want my boys to have to sacrifice their happiness for me. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that. And I would do everything in my power to make sure that they don't have to do that at all. Because if I'm with somebody, then that's who I'm going to be with. Now, it's not necessarily, you know, what we plan out to grow old with somebody and that person to have our back. You know, we all want that, but it's not a guarantee. But I would not want to stop my children's lives and, you know, be, you know, just, you know, disrupt what they have going on so that they can't live to be here for me, not knowing how long I would be there and you know, they can't even enjoy life. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that at all.
Yeah, that's deep.
No, no.
That's deep.
And I'm a boy, but I have a 21-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old. And all of my kids are clingy. The whole point, like, I'm moving around the last two rooms because my oldest son is supposed to be coming back home with his family. You know, I want to be that pillar to be able to support and set them up and, you know, make sure that they are straight and make sure that they are okay, you know, if ever I can't. But I don't want to be solely dependent on them. Now, if, you know, they have wives and their wives are, you know, coming in, taking care of me if I need that, you know, then, you know, so be it. But I want my boys to be able to, you know, live their lives, you know. Your wife taking care of your mother means more than you. You know what I'm saying? Because it shows you what type of person that you chose to be with. It shows you what type of person this is when they're saying they're down with you. Are they really down with you, or are they there for your money? So your girlfriend or your wife that's coming in and really want to be with you and your mom need help and she's taking care of your mom, that speaks volumes. That speaks way more volumes than, you know, him stopping what he's doing to do it. And that's just my standpoint on it. Because you got to test these people these days. These people is crazy. Not saying that I want some random stranger to have to do all of this, but, you know, for a woman to step up, because that's me. I would step up. You know, if I needed to, I would step up. And not to say dedicate my entire life to somebody else's mom, but I would step up and do the best I can, or, you know, get them home, health aid, or whatever the case may be, you know, when it comes to that, because I'm in the position to be able to do that, you know. But as a boy mom myself, no, I wouldn't wanna disrupt my boy's life. Now, of course, if something happened and, you know, I want them to come check on me and make sure I'm okay, but to disrupt their whole lives, I would not want that.
Yeah, I can definitely see your point of view with that. You know what I'm saying? It's very interesting getting your perspective too, because, you know, you do have all boys, no girls. So, you know, that's a, you really can speak to this, you know? So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully they don't have to choose. And like I said, they can have a balance. And, you know.
Yeah, more men need to pay attention to that, because, I mean, I've dated some people that were just straight, you know, I mean, and several, especially back in the day, you know, was just straight. You know, boys are prone to be very clingy to their moms. I mean, like, just hands down. Me being a boy mom, I get it. Me being in relationships, you know, like, that's all I've ever dated was boys. I've never been in a relationship with a girl. So, me dating people, like, they are, boys are really clingy to their moms. And I get that, but I would really not let my boys be that clingy that they don't honor their relationship or their marriage. And people these days be like, well, they not married, you know, they in a relationship. There are some relationships hold more weight in heaven than these marriages do. Some people are married, and God didn't even bless that marriage. You know, you done went down there and tricked somebody to get papers on them. But the only thing is, you got papers on somebody. When the relationship, they done been through so much. They done been to hell and high water with each other, and they done had each other back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they done been through it all. But just because they don't have a paper don't mean that, you know, they not spiritually married. You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at the, okay, if you got a paperwork, you know how I feel about that. Some people can be spiritually married and not married on paper in front of white folks, you know? And so these spiritual marriages need to be upheld in the same sense as a regular marriage, because the spiritual marriage is far greater than an actual marriage with, you know, some paper. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that we really have to be mindful about what we're doing, especially as mothers, when it comes to our children. We got to let them live their life and not overcrowd their space. And a lot of women, honestly, don't know that, because it's still – you want to bring that jealousy energy, and you want to try to be clingy when it comes to your sons versus letting them live their lives. Like, you had your life to live to be clingy, and obviously you didn't lock anybody down. So with that being said, you gotta take the good with the bad. You didn't lock anybody down. You can't control your son's life.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it's well said. I think these different. You know, I think these are topics that have to, you know, I'm glad we have this platform, you know, Real Dope Talk. We do this every Sunday evening, you know, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. But, you know, I think these are topics to just be discussed, man, because, you know, I think as a whole, you know, just certain things, man, just like even earlier today, just this incident, you know, when I was talking about the whole Popeyes thing. But I just think, you know, as a whole, as Black Americans, you know, we just need to heal, man. Like, you know, so we have to talk certain things out, you know what I'm saying, and be able to voice and how to support, you know what I'm saying, and how to use conversations, because I think it just brings understanding, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, things can just become harmonious, you know, rather than just conflicting, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, I think that's good. And that's interesting, too. I applaud you, Black, for already having a foresight. You know what I'm saying? You have your kids, and, you know, and it's interesting, too, because you've seen it from two perspectives. You got an adult son, and then you got two adolescent sons. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you really kind of, like, analyzing it. You know what I'm saying? So you're already kind of like, you know, showing foresight to, you know, what is to come, you know, what the future is going to hold for, you know, for you. And
yeah,
family.
And you know what? I stopped my son, that's 21, I stopped him all the time from adding me into the mix with, you know, the young lady that he has a child with. I stop him all the time, and I say, son, you got to deal with that on your own. Don't call me with that. And I love my son. I'm always choosing my son over anybody. But I don't want him to be, you know, putting me in the middle of that. My mama said, you know, none of that, right? Because at the end of the day, I don't want you to have to stop living your life to cater to me. Now, if for some reason that you can't never get on your feet, and I'm taking care of you till I get older, you know what I'm saying? Then, of course, you know, you can't get on your feet, then, you know, return the favor, you know, till I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Don't get brand new when I get sick and then want to run the street. You know, it's contingencies to all of this. But if I'm in my space, whatever I'm going through, I need to figure that out. I don't want to stop my children's life from doing what I'm doing. I want my children to be out, and I want my children to store and do what needs to be done for them. All of my boys are extremely clingy. My middle son, he's not as clingy as the oldest and the youngest, but, you know, all of my boys are very clingy, you know, when it comes to their mother. But this is why I try to instill in them to find their own freedom and do what they need to do. I'm going to always have my children's back. You know, if they don't want to leave home in this day and age, it's not even about being independent. It's not being none of that. You can be a grown-ass man and stack your money. And if I can help you get rich, and, you know, as long as you stay saving your money, I tell my oldest son, as long as you're saving your money up and as long as you're doing something for yourself, you don't have to leave home. And this day and age is set up for us to fail. So I'm not finna ever tell you, you got to be out there and get your own place to make some white man rich. Stay your ass home, make yourself rich. You know what I'm saying? And so when I was, years ago, I wasn't in that energy. I'm like, my son 18, he got to get out. And that's how we were raised, because that's my mom said, when y'all get grown, y'all got to get out. But we're not in that same economy. We're not in that same space, because, you know, everything is price gouging. Everything is inflation. You know what I'm saying? Everything is overpriced. Why would I send my children out into an overpriced society trying to make them feel like the only way you're going to be a man is if you over here, you know, playing these white people games? We don't play like that. You know what I'm saying? At all. So, you know, my children, all my children are welcome to stay at home as long as they are putting the best foot forward. As long as they're saving money, they're stacking money, they're doing what they got to do. I want my children to stack up 100 bands. You know what I'm saying? I want them to work on their own business. I want them to do whatever they need to do. You know, whatever chick you got, your main chick, you know, hey, she can come too. But I prefer y'all to win than to be, you know, stressing about trying to win out here in a white man's world. You know, it's a reason they got rid of rappers like Tupac, you know, that's speaking, you know, this real shit, that's telling you, you know, this is what's going on. Tupac, all of these things out before they just started having it. So for my children, I want them to excel. I want them to be great. I want them to stack money. And as long as they can show me that they're stacking their money up and they're winning, that's all that matters to me. You can stay at home as long as you need to. And that was like a transition, because I wasn't like that before.
Yeah. You know, and I think also, too, just from my point of view, I think it's very important to compartmentalize. And I say that from this point of view, like, you know, I don't be, you know, if my mother, if, you know, if something's important, pardon too, real quick, make sure we good. You know, I compartmentalize, you know, like a lot of things, you know, if I'm going through some things with my wife, I'm not going to go and just tell my mother and run to my mother and have her give opinions and all that other stuff. You know, I work it out with my wife and vice versa. You know, if I know something's going on with my mom and it's personal or whatever, that's between me and my mom. You know what I'm saying? We're going to work that out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I compartmentalize so they don't bleed into each other. You know what I'm saying? I think that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a trait that I have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but I think that's very important, because that's when things get messy, when you start telling this one about the other, and then, you know, they got preconceived notions.
Telling you,
about
that's what I'm trying to teach my son. And your mom appreciate that, even if, you know, your wife hasn't, but your mom appreciate that. And that's what I be trying to tell my son. When you and her go through something, don't run to me. Don't run to me and tell me all your business. You know what I'm saying? And then he don't know how to handle it, So he just back all the way up, you know, and wait for me to move. But I tell him, like, bro, you appreciate me in the long run. Don't come tell me everything that she got because you my son. And out of all of this shit, I'm going to end up disliking her. And you still going to be with her. So when you want me to like her and I don't like her, it's all because of the things that you done said or what she done did in the past. And when you mad, you feel like that's valid. But when you're not mad, you don't want it that way. So don't tell me every time that something going crazy. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that.
That's real true. And then I commend my moms too, you know, because I left the nest at an early age, you know what I'm saying? Dipped out, you know what I'm saying? And my mother, you know, she just always, you know, gave me that space, you know what I'm saying? And she, I mean, I just remember our conversation now because she know I'm mature or whatever. She like, you know, she just trusts in my process of what I'm doing. But I, before, she, you know, as long as you're not getting in trouble, as long as I don't get no calls talking about you locked up or whatever the case may be, just a mother's love or mother's intuition, just trying to look out because they just see the things that happen in society, and they just want to make sure that their kid, you know, can be able to cope with life situations. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I think I showcased maturity to my mother to the point now that she trusts. You know what I'm saying? So now she know. You know what I'm saying? So now I take the lead on certain things where, you know, younger, you know, she still was like giving me advice. Now, you know, I can return the favor and give her, offer her advice. I can see some things that I think she should straighten out, and I can help her out with that. So, you know, it's funny how life switches, you know, different cycles or whatever. You know, the pendulum swings, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I commend my moms for giving my space to grow. And I think as a parent too, you know, and once again, I'm not a parent, but just having foresight, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? That's just, I've come to grips with that. But what I'm saying is I think – you know, just from having a conversation with my mother, and I keep it tight with all my uncles and aunts, you know what I'm saying? Those are my OGs, you know what I'm saying? So my elders, you know what I'm saying? So I get gain from all of them every time I talk to them. But anyway, you know, I think it's just when you just see a kid just, you know, leaving the nest and they're able to just maintain themselves, that's all you want. You don't want to, you know, a lot of, well, at least from my point of view, my family, they don't want to rock the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they maintain it and they out here living and they, you know, they ain't getting into trouble and they, you know, starting their households and, you know, they just holding down their families, like, they don't want to get in the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like, I just want to make sure, you know, because I think my mother, long as you good, she good. You know what I'm saying? When I talk to my mother and check in, you know, as long as I'm good, she good. She understand, like, you know, she don't get all pit, oh, you not coming home for Christmas and all this other stuff. She understand, like, you know, all right, no, do you. Make sure you on point. Make sure you handling your business. And then, you know, when you get with me, you get with me. So, you know, I really love that and respect that about my mother. We got a really good understanding when it comes to that. So, yeah, you know, that's the other, I guess, 2 cents I wanted to add to this conversation.
Well, that's it. That's all I had for tonight, man. You can jump into the real famous top up. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, so Black, you know what I'm saying? Can you hold it down with me a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Because I might have to get out of here a little early tonight as well. You know what I'm saying?
A tinkle bit.
Well, I'm going to try. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to cut the plug early. You know what I'm saying? But, but yeah, so let's get into it a little bit. So, you know, first and foremost, I told the people out there listening, you know, what's on deck for Reasonable Doubt. But, you know, one of the stories is still developing that I wanted to kind of see your point of view because I know you've been out in front of this story. And once again, you know, hold on, let me do the intro. So, you know, for the people out there, this is new to the show. This is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So like I always do, before I get into the world-famous chop-up, I always ask Black, you know, what she wanted to bring to the table. Is there anything she was tripping on, you know, throughout the week? One of the things, she already said it kind of earlier, you know, in the intro of the show, this whole Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez situation. So, you know,
and Gunna. So I'm going to start with Gunna, right, and then yeah, I'm going to leave with Meg and Thee Stallion.
All right, so you're like a reporter, so I want to get you that Atlanta point of view from this gun situation. You're on the front lines with this.
I'm going to leave you with Meg Thee Stallion so you can hold it down.
Okay.
So Gunna is a part of the YSL. YSL is ran by Young Thug, and he has a co-founder of YSL. Now, YSL was a record label turned gang, okay? Keep in mind, when you look up the definition of a gang, anything can be a gang. Being a gang is not illegal. You know what I'm saying? A gang is multiple people coming together repping the same cause. It is not illegal, okay? So what the DA is doing in Georgia is making everyone, you know, plead out to the fact that YSL is a gang. So this is how Gunna got out, right? Gunna admitted YSL is a gang. He do know of some criminal activity, which he should have said no, but he said yes. And this is why everybody started to say he snitched, because he did say that he do know of some criminal activity. But the co-founder of YSL had already admitted that YSL was a gang. And so that's how he got on a plea deal. So everybody's going out on an effort plea deal with RICO charges. Now, RICO charges, they hold 15 to 20 years in hindsight. But with the weak RICO charges that they're trying to give them now, they're not coming with a whole bunch of time. Gunna only had, like, one charge. So it made sense for Gunna to plea out. You know what I'm saying? He got time served for the 1 year that he had to do, and then a suspended sentence. And that's what they're doing to everybody, you know, giving them time served and a suspended sentence, right? Quite a few people still have Thug in there, because what they're trying to do is pin everything on Young Thug. Now, this with Young Thug goes back far, because they do know that Young Thug played a role in having Lil Wayne tour bus shot up, right? But he was never charged. And so the DA entered his home prior to now, years ago, and did not have the proper search warrant, and they got a phone, and it was so much information in this phone that they know that Young Thug is the organized leader of a lot of crime, right? And the co-founder was more so on the business level. Young Thug was more so on the criminal level. So they were fighting to get the cell phone to press, right? You can't put the cell phone. Y'all didn't have a valid search warrant. They won that, right? So that's a major win for Thug. Even though they still have him on other things, what they found in the cell phone, they can't do anything with. So basically what they're doing is the DA know who Young Thug is and what he's capable of, but they can't pin him. So they're trying to allow everybody to plead out in hindsight to say YSL is a gang, YSL had criminal activity, and Young Thug was behind it. So this is getting very interesting. Young Thug lawyer is speaking up saying, like, hey, everybody's taking plea deals, which, you know, they can do that, but they're trying to get everybody to make YSL seem as though, like, it's a violent and criminal violent and a gang filled with criminal activity, and they're trying to, you know, frame everything on Young Thug, which they are. So it's the fact that they know who Young Thug is, because they took evidence from his phone, from his house, illegally. So they absolutely know who he is, and it's like they're just trying to, like, put a case around Thug. You know what I'm saying? Like, Thug is not innocent. Be mindful of that. You know, it's been, you know, several things to come out to where that, you know, he did have Wayne tour bus shot up, and he got away with it. So it's kind of like he's been doing a lot, and he's been getting away with it. So it's like, okay, if I'm getting away with it, why stop, right? Mm-hmm. So interesting to see how this is playing out with Young Thug. Young Thug is definitely still incarcerated. They keep denying all his bond hearings. They just have to figure out a way to make what they want to make stick. But Gunna is not the only person. The co-founder of YSL, he's out. And a few more rappers from YSL, they are out now. They all that have gotten arrested, and they've taken the Afford plea deal, which means that they plead guilty to something, but in the same time maintain their innocence to the same crime. So these people are getting out with time served and suspended sentences. And a suspended sentence means that if you get in trouble between now and that time, you go to jail and you do the rest of that time. Okay, so all of these people that are getting out, they are not scot-free. Because if for any reason you get in trouble, you're going for anything of the same sort, you're going to serve the rest of that time. So I'm waiting to see definitely how this plays out. You know, we're in Atlanta. So let's just be – let's be real.
Before you get into the Tory Lanez Meg situation, really quick, I just want to say, do not judge a book by its cover. Because I always kind of rock with Thug, you know what I'm saying, from the moment he came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not condoning what he did, especially if it comes out to be true, what you're saying that allegedly he did with the Lil Wayne's tour bus or whatever the case may be. But I remember, not saying that I'm co-signing this, but I remember the one album, I forget the name of the album because, you know, I didn't do my notes on this, but the one album when he was wearing, like, the lavender kind of dress or whatever. But to me, that was like an artistic piece, you know what I'm saying, you know, and it goes with Thug's whole style, you know what I'm saying. Thug is a stylish dude, he does some, like, risque type shit, you know what I'm saying, he really goes back into the colonial type of situations as far as his look and his style or whatever. Kid Cudi, I'm not condoning that shit, he just looks like I'm not even going to say what he looked like, you know what I'm saying, because I'm trying to stay a little politically correct, but he didn't look masculine at all, you know what I'm saying. Thug, it's something about Thug. And then what I'm just trying to say is, everybody's like, oh, he's, you know, this and that. And then he's just a complex dude. And then, like, you know, oh, I can't understand what he's saying. But it was coded. Like, so Thug, if you listen to his music, it's you know, Young Thug for a reason. That's his name. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, they like, really going through all his lyrics. And a lot of the stuff is kind of matching up to some of the crimes that happened, you know, I guess, in Atlanta or, you know, parts of Georgia. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This whole YSL thing, they're trying to make, like, it's like some mafia type shit. And Thug is the capital. You know what I'm saying? And, but the way he raps, if you can't understand what he's saying, that quote-unquote mumble rap, it's just the complexity of Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope Young Thug can just hold his head and, you know, and be ready for whatever comes his way. But go ahead.
On top of that, what you're saying, believe it or not, to the world, well, it already came out that he did shoot up. He did have young Lil Wayne tour bus shot up, but I think it was outside of the time or outside of the statue or something, and they couldn't do nothing to him. But believe it or not, people feel like we in Atlanta is the home of the gay this and gay that. You got a lot of people that's not okay with this agenda that they're pushing. And Young Thug has been seen as one of the agenda that's been pushing this. I have no idea, but allegedly, Young Thug gang, every gang has a signature. And Young Thug gang signature was to rape and then kill their victims. So grown men raping grown men and then killing their victims. And that was one of their signatures. So it's still a lot to come.
That's a lot.
It's a lot going on here in Atlanta. They didn't just go after them without the, you know, they didn't go after them without, you know, the merit. It's just them pulling their cases together. So I mean, we're watching to see how that play out. It's a lot of people that don't like the gay agenda that they're pushing, you know, the whole dressing. And, you know, even when Gunna came out, Gunna was like dressing like a man, and then he started dressing suspect with purses. And Chad, I'm like, Chad, fuck them people. So I'm just waiting to see how that go. I got boys. I'm not with no grown-ass man wearing no dress. I don't give a fuck who you are. So so let's get into the infamous Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez case.
I want to get your take. You've been from jump, and, like, what you're saying is starting to kind of come true, you know? Like,
I told you from day one Megan did not shoot her. I felt it in my heart. My spirit guys told me, and then how Tory was acting, he did not shoot her. So it's a lot going on in the courtroom. An awful lot going on in the courtroom. So, you know, Meg got on the stand, you know, said all of these things, and then her best friend got on the stand behind her and just contradicted every damn thing that Megan said. Now, mind you, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, 1501, which is the label that Megan Thee Stallion came up with, came up under, is suing her because she went from them to Jay-Z's management company when she became very big, you know, and the people that put in the work. She's like, I put in this work, you know, how did you discover me? But she's missing the fact that 1501, you know, put in the work, you know, to really get her out there. And people feel like, okay, I got the talent, so I can skip past that. No, you can't. So that was one thing. And then everybody was saying that Megan was a drunk. You know, she lost her mom, you know, that's all that she had, and, you know, that was her sacrifice. She lost her mom, then she blew up in the industry. And so, like, Tory kept maintaining his innocence with this, and so basically what it's looking like is, so you know, they brought up in court where, you know, Megan didn't even bring up the fact that her and her best friend fought that night. So it all came out that Megan hooked her best friend up with Tory Lanez. Because I guess she felt like Tory wasn't good enough to date her. Megan also, you know, Megan's best friend was also talking to somebody else. And, you know, probably before Tory, Megan went behind her best friend back and she just, like, slept with everybody that her best friend was sleeping with. Even though Megan hooked up Tory Lanez with her best friend, Megan still went behind her best friend back and hooked up with Tory Lanez. So Megan is not looking real good right now. It's like Megan felt like, you know, she was the superstar and she get all the attention. And then when she seen how these people were with her best friend, mind you, had just got out of jail. Megan then wanted what her best friend had. So, you know, it was about three different situations, even the baby. You know what I'm saying? The best friend was dealing with the baby. Megan went behind the best friend and slept with the baby. So, you know, all these things are coming out about Meg. And then basically a gun was fired 5 times. And so Meg is saying Tory did it. And the best friend was like, you know, she panicked that night and said it, you know, but the gun did not have Tory Lanez's DNA. It wasn't conclusive that it was his DNA. And like the defense said, if somebody shot this gun 5 times, why would it not be conclusive that it's his DNA? The best friend where they can't charge her for anything that she says right now. But it's looking like in real time, Megan and the best friend fought outside of Kylie Jenner's house. And when they fought, it's like the best friend grabbed the gun. And Tory more so was trying to take the gun from the best friend, and the gun went off. And so Meg, she's so drunk, she just seen, you know, Tory basically was trolling her before this all happened. You know, like, the best friend had the gun, like, don't try me, I'm not that person. And Tory was trolling her, and then, you know, a shot went off, and Tory was trying to take the gun from the best friend, and it, you know, and the best friend, it was going off. So it's like the best friend really shot her. And the best friend just kind of went against everything that Megan Thee Stallion said, so it's not looking good for Megan. So now they done came out and revealed who the best friend man is, and the best friend man is an executive at 1501, which is who was suing Megan, and it's like they're just trying to, like, bring any and everything in, saying now it's 1501 that they got the best friend going against them, you know, just trying to, like, win this case by any means necessary. The medical examiner said that there was fragments. There were metal fragments, you know, still in Meg's foot, but metal fragments, like, Megan never got shot in her foot. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole nother thing. You know, she never got shot in her foot. Like, the shit ricocheted from something, and then, you know, she got, like, fragments in her foot, but she never got shot in her foot. So a lot of things are coming out in the court. You know, some people's like, Meg's still a victim. You know, Meg got to control her shit. And, you know, Meg put herself in this situation. Meg, you know, was cutting up, acting crazy, basically is saying that, you know, Tory Lanez was flirting with Kylie Jenner. Kylie was flirting back. Meg was mad. They were leaving. Then Meg went back in. And, like, they drove down the street, and then Meg was like, oh, I forgot my shoe or something. And then Meg made them turn around and go back to Kylie's house, and then Meg went and pulled Tory, you know, out of Kylie's house. They got into it, and Kylie was like, y'all got to go. you know, they get into it there. And then, you know, Meg is mad because Tory doing his thing. So, yeah, this is all coming out in court. Like, that ultimately,
I even heard Ben Simmons' name. That's crazy. Like,
yeah, because they say the best friend was dealing with Ben Simmons. And Megan Thee Stallion went and slept with Ben Simmons. And he's like, oh, false information. It ain't false, nigga. So, like, Meg Thee Stallion right now, and she's like, oh, my God, like, they talking about my sexual history and my man is embarrassed. He should be embarrassed. Like, bitch, you doing too much. You know what I'm saying? You done got out here in this industry and you turned up. So they put Tory Lanez, Ben Simmons, and the baby out there. And all of these people were people that her best friend – that liked her best friend or her best friend was dealing with, and then Meg came behind her best friend back. And her best friend had just got out of jail, mind you. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, like, you know, her best friend, like, nah, you done crossed me way too many times. Like, why are we dealing with this? You know what I'm saying? And I'm for the best friend, because how many times you going to let a bitch cross you, you know, and you still, you know, taking up for them or whatever. So, yeah, that's what it's looking like. The best friend actually shot Meg, and it wasn't Tory, as I said before.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this part of this story? This was trending on Twitter, I think, last night, but basically, or Friday or whatever. But, you know, they were supposed to be Meg's bodyguard apparently was supposed to testify against Tory Lanez.
They said he came up missing. Yeah, he's like, no, he not testifying because he know the truth. So keep in mind, everybody had went like and started like dissing Tory when it first started happening. And everybody was like, nah. If you pay attention, if you are hot, if you are like somebody that people can't deal with, the industry is not going to deal with you because nobody's going to risk their name, their label, anything like that. So everybody was going against Tory. Then out of nowhere, everybody started doing features with Tory. Everybody started doing features with Tory. So you got to pay attention that everybody end up finding out the truth. The ex-bodyguard, he probably wanted to get paid and didn't get paid, or he probably found out the actual truth and he doesn't want to go sit in court and do that. Everybody knows the truth. Like, it's a lie. It's just a lie. And the thing is that I don't feel like it's a blatant lie because Megan was way too intoxicated. What she seen was Tory hand on the gun and like, oh, my God, my best friend would have never done that to me. But Tory never shot Meg. He actually was trying to take the gun from the best friend. That's why his DNA is inconclusive on the gun. If somebody shoots you 5 times, it's not going to be inconclusive. He was trying to take the gun from the best friend. Everybody knows the truth. So now the bodyguard is going missing. He's not testifying. Everybody knows that this is a lie. And it's not that, like, it's not like, you know, Meg intentionally lied on Tory. But she was too intoxicated to, you know what's going on. So she's sticking to the story because it's out there now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't put this whole together, and everybody's been waiting to see what's going on. So you telling people, Tory offered my best friend hush money, and Tory offered her $1 million to, you know, say he didn't do it, and da-da-da. Tory was saying he was sorry. Because he's in the middle of it. He's the meat in the middle. He's sorry that it's going down like this. But not that, you know, he didn't shoot her. You know what I'm saying? And the best friend said, no, Tory did not offer me $1 million. And Tory and his team was not pressuring me. But the defense, prosecutors have been pressuring me. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of this is making sense. They're trying to make it make sense.
Wow.
And they're doing a horrible fucking job. So if they sentence Tory, you know, it's on a humbug, but it's nothing nothing is pointing at Tory did it. Other than Kelsey saying, the text saying, Tory shot Meg, and then Tory apologizing. That's all that they have. What did he apologize for? His DNA is not on the gun.
Wow, yeah. So,
well, that's my point of view. I'm going to let you ride out with the world famous top up. I definitely stay look, you got 15 more minutes, boy. Ride out.
Yeah. Ride out. Wait, hold on. give me 2 minutes. Just give me 2 quick minutes, and I'm going to ride it out. Just hold it down 2 minutes.
Okay.
Just like, and I'll be right back, and I'm going to let you know where you can go.
Okay. So be mindful, man. When y'all hear stuff in the news, when y'all hear stuff in the news and you want to jump on the bandwagon, use your common sense. And I know that common sense is not common, and that's the hardest part ever, because common sense is not common. But everybody want to jump on the bandwagon or who's famous. This shit never made sense from the get-go to me. If you go back in the archive, I've already said, listen, I heard the story. Tory did not shoot Meg. I said it from day one, and now it's coming to pass. Now this whole court case is unfolding in court, and it's just not really looking good for Meg, you know? It speaks volumes. And then if you pay attention to any time something is not looking good for Meg, then she comes out, her team puts out, like, a good story about her. She's giving to this or she's doing that. Even as she's doing so horribly in court, they got a new challenge with Meg, the Stallion challenge, you know what I'm saying, with the knees and stuff like that. Like, she has a good PR team behind her. I cannot lie. And most people are dumb enough to just really be still be fans. Like, okay, if she loses, she's going to be fans, but we got to look at the bigger picture on this. This lady is really trying to nail a black man to the cross by something that he didn't do, and we can't ever forget that. I don't care how good she raps, you know what I'm saying? I find myself saying, okay, I'm trying to say, like, okay, she's a musician, and I want to still listen to her music because she's hard, but I just can't. I can't get in her music anymore. That's still a black man, and the most important thing is that they are not going to sell me up the river to sell me on an idea of a black woman trying to fucking send a black man to prison for a long time. I'm not going to buy it. I can never listen to her music again. I can never support her again. Because, like, now that the stuff, even though I know that I'm spiritually inclined, and even though, you know, I know that I'm gifted, I still wanted to see, like, okay, what they have coming out in court. And I'll never be able to support her now that I'm seeing and hearing what's coming out in court. No, like, I'm going to always ride for my black man. If he did it, then let's you know, bring him to justice. But you can't even bring him to justice because you can't even solidify, you know, the story that you done told. You know what I'm saying? And that's your own brother. That's your own, you know what I'm saying, that's a black man. And our black men already are at war between the police killing them, between, you know, people targeting them, you know, like, no. And then you're going to go and target your own people? I can't get jiggy with it. I can't get jiggy with it at all.
Jiggy with this shit. No doubt.
I can't get
no
jiggy
doubt.
With this shit.
So, yeah, that's crazy, man. That's a provocative story. But we're going to see how it shapes out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is the world-famous Chopo. We got about 8 minutes left, so y'all about to take a quick tour of Brooklyn with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to take the people. I'm about to walk up. I'm thinking about, you know, if I'm going to take the subway, if I'm going to take a dollar van to my next destination. So, yeah, I'm about to put y'all on some real Brooklyn shit as I, like, walk up the street to go to my destination. But yeah, man. So yeah, this is the world famous Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? So things in order as I exit my doorway. All right. So
yeah, no, man.
This is what we're doing each and every Sunday night. Bring you the real story. You know, give you that point of views and things of that nature. So like I said, any too much left. Really quick. There's three topics that we got coming up on Reasonable Doubt. This coming Tuesday. So definitely, you know, check that out. You know, follow the Mo Benz Twitter page. If you want to put a face with a voice, Mo Benz on IG, MOBINS. And then, of course, you know, the Real Adult Talk Twitter page as well, you know.